USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Russian police moved quickly to disperse the peaceful protest against President Vladimir Putin's mobilization order. They arrested hundreds, including children, across the country. Nearly 750 in total have been detained, according to the independent website OVD Info. The protest erupted within hours Wednesday after Putin announced a call of experienced and skilled army reservists and a move to beef up his volunteer forces fighting in Ukraine. In the background, a referendum staged by the Kremlin in four provinces that they occupy, setting up a pretext for annexation by Moscow. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky urged Ukrainians in occupied regions to undermine the referendums and to share information about the people conducting what he and Western allies have called a farce. The Kremlin also launched new airstrikes on Ukrainian cities. The latest shelling has killed at least three people and wounded 19. Fiona, now a post-tropical cyclone, leaving a mark on Atlantic Canada, washing some houses into the sea while severely damaging others. The vast majority between two provinces are in the dark. The Canadian Hurricane Center tweeted earlier Saturday that Fiona has the lowest pressure ever recorded for a storm making landfall in that country. We're learning more about a deadly boom that happened this week.
Chicago fire officials say the cause of a deadly apartment building explosion on the city's west side was ignited by natural gas. One of the victims died Thursday from extensive burns. The blast happened Tuesday. Seven others were transported to hospitals. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Louise Fletcher, known for her role as Nurse Ratched in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, died in her sleep at her home in France at the age of 88. Legendary jazz saxophonist Pharoah Sanders died in Los Angeles early Saturday. He was 81. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
A state of emergency has been declared for 24 counties in Florida as Tropical Storm Ian is getting stronger over the Caribbean. Governor Ron DeSantis issued a declaration Friday encouraging residents to prepare ahead of the storm. He also requested a federal pre-landfall emergency declaration. The National Hurricane Center said Ian is expected to approach Florida with major hurricane force next week. Ian is also causing NASA to skip next week's launch of its new moon rocket. Next opportunity to launch is October 2nd. A radio news anchor in Detroit was killed in an attempted murder-suicide Friday. Jim Matthews was found dead at his suburban home in Chesterfield Township. Three other victims include his girlfriend and two children. The girlfriend escaped the home with her five-year-old daughter, flagging down a driver to call 911. She appeared to have been suffering from stab wounds. A 10-year-old boy was found in a closet. The suspect, a 54-year-old man, was located in the basement suffering from a self-inflicted wound and an overdose. Matthews was the overnight anchor for WWJ Radio, and he had held that job for nearly 7 years. An Arizona judge has lifted a near-total ban on abortion in the state. The law had been on the books since before Arizona was a state. The only exception is if the mother's life is in jeopardy. An injunction on the law was put in place and had been there since June when the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Listen to us anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
O'Reilly. See the road ahead more clearly with Sylvania Bulbs and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, purchase select Sylvania Bulbs and get a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate, plus receive double O-Rewards points. Replace your bulbs today and see better tonight. Let the professional parts people help you find the bulbs you need. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.